I'm here with Geoffrey Podger, Chief Executive of the Health and Safety Executive at the National Safety Symposium 2012. Geoffrey, you talked a moment ago about recent developments in health and safety policy. What changes do you feel will affect the public sector the most?
I think what all of us in the public sector have to do is to learn to manage with fewer resources for health and safety. And I think that's about prioritising better what we do when we intervene. It's also about getting other people to help us more in health and safety. And then finally, it's about not giving health and safety a bad name by actually engaging in activity which is not justified and is not proportionate.
Brilliant. You mentioned that resource constraints will inevitably have an impact on the relationship between the HSE and local authorities. What sort of impact do you think it will have, and how do you plan to make sure that the impact isn't a negative one?
I think all of us, and that will include local authorities, have to prioritise better what we do. HSE has already reduced the number of its proactive inspections. I think local authorities will need to do something similar. Equally, I think we underestimate sometimes the extent to which we can get leverage for health and safety by operating with industry itself, with trade unions, with other third parties. And I think we have to look more at that area.
Mm-hmm. You also talked to delegates at NSS about the Occupational Safety and Health Consultants Register. How is the scheme progressing, and what are the plans going forward for the register?
The scheme is going very well. We're very grateful to IOSH, who were an enormous help in setting the scheme up, and of course many IOSH members are part of the scheme. We see the scheme basically developing in two ways. One, we want to actually promote it more because, as a delegate said this morning, not everybody is yet aware of the scheme, and that's a bad thing. Secondly, we need to be sure that we can maintain standards in the scheme so people can have confidence in it. So we should be developing in both those ways.
Okay, and finally, you mentioned developments in health and safety coming from the EU Commission. What are the developments planned, and how could they impact health and safety in this country in the long run?
Well, the European Commission is about to launch a review of its health and safety legislation, which we welcome because I think it's always a good idea to look backwards and just check how things have worked out. We are a bit concerned that this seems to be a rather legalistic review, and we would want to see some effort made to actually assess the impact of various measures. Are they really helping working people? If they are, fine. Do we need more of them? If, on the other hand, they're a burden on industry but they don't achieve very much, then we need, I think, to look at that as well.
Thank you, Geoffrey.
Thanks. Thank you.